Our global hit now. When rock musicians in Iran can't get government approval to play in public, they jam and perform in their friends' basements. Musicians came up with a name for these underground spaces. They call them kiosks. For today's global hit, Beto Arcos profiles an Iranian rock band in the U.S. called Kiosk.
Imagine this. You live in Iran and you want to make music. More precisely, you want to play the blues and sing the things blues singers take on in their music.
Your lyrics had to be approved. Your music had to be approved by the government so you wouldn't say anything politically wrong. You couldn't talk about sex. You couldn't talk about love in a more human way. You couldn't talk about political stuff, definitely. You couldn't talk about the economy. You couldn't talk about anything. So it was, you were left with nothing.
Arash Hopkhani is the lead singer and songwriter with the Persian rock band Kiosk. With those kinds of restraints, you don't rock. You can't make music. So you leave. That's what Sobhani did. In early 2000, Sobhani arrived in the U.S. and met up with an old friend, Baba Kiafchi. Kiafchi started a recording label to promote music made by Iranians in exile. So with their credit cards in hand, Sobhani and Kiafchi released Kiosk's first album, Ordinary Man.
توقف ممنوعه نمیشه وایسی چراغ قرمز نمیشه بند همه خیابونای این شهر یا ورود ممنوع یا بمب است ورود ممنوع یا بمب است.
This track is Bent Rules Blues. The lyrics say, I'm a second-class citizen with a third-class life and full of debt. How did this happen in the first place? Was it by choice or by accident? Arash Sobhani says the band's initial rock blues sound was inspired by the music of Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, and Leonard Cohen. But he says after he moved to the U.S., he wanted to create a new sound.
And moving to the U.S., I kind of started feeling like, I connect with a lot of, relocating, leaving your country, leaving your home, and now you live somewhere else. And I started relating more to gypsy music because I thought these people, have that in their blood. They've all constantly been relocated, and I kind of related to that whole culture a lot.
This song is from Kiosk's latest CD, Global Zoo.
Right now, I think we're at the stage that we're exploring tango, waltz, and gypsy music to come up with a sound that relates to our situation as immigrants outside of Iran. So it's tricky to create these songs, and I think we're still trying to come up with a signature sound of Kiosk, but I think this last album was a big step for us.
Shobe Los Angeles. Khanum ha va aghayan. In shoma va in ham Kiosk.
At a recent concert in Los Angeles, Kiosk played for an audience filled with Iranian expats. Yatrika Sharais, a world music programmer, says the band's music appeals to Iranians here because their songs bring together elements of social and political satire and commentary.
And I think that because the tunes are very catchy and that the music has a reminiscence of a little bit of a Dire Straits, a little bit of a Leonard Cohen occasionally, and it rings a bell to those people who are acquainted with Western pop music or rock music, it has a tremendous amount of appeal among the Persian community. Across the board, younger people, as well as people in their 40s and 50s, and especially also those people, older generation, that have come out of the experience of the revolution and that who decided to live in exile as a result.
Kiosk now has fans across the globe. The band's played in Sydney, Berlin, and in several cities in Canada and the U.S., but they've never played in public in Iran. After the L.A. concert, I asked Arash Sobhani if he hopes to do that someday.
Every time I go on stage, I'm like thinking, oh my God, is it going to happen? Am I going to be playing in Tehran? Can I ever do this? Yeah, that's my dream.
For the world, this is Beto Arcos in Los Angeles.
This is PRI.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.